So when I was about 14 or 15 years old, I was sort of like this kid who was not really doing that great in school, kind of bored, whatever. My parents were like, you got to get a hobby. I'm like, okay, great, I'll get a hobby. And at the time, I was turning on to music. So I'm like, I want an electric guitar. And I begged him. So he got me this crappy electric guitar and this tiny little amp. And I just like went nuts. Every day after school, while I was supposed to be doing my homework, I'd be up there playing guitar. And I got bigger and bigger, started playing in bands. And you know, a year later, I go down to my folks and I'm like, you know what? I figured out my life. I have one mission. I want to rock. Okay? And they're like, well, yeah, okay, thank you, right? Hey, yeah, bring it. Okay, so what we sometimes don't understand about ourselves, right, and about the world, and it takes a while to figure out, is that although we all have very different perspectives, right, although we all come from very different backgrounds, have very different ideas about who we are, what's going on, how to make the world better, how to get what we need in the world to live, the commonalities between us are really huge. We all want to be loved. We all want to be safe. We all want to be heard, right? Things like this. So as we keep this in mind, especially as we are creating our art and as we are just living life, this is a very powerful motivator to create that community and to keep that community in mind. So what you do with your life, the time and the energy that you put into it, is what you become. It is who you are and who you become, right? So the choices that you make in whatever, whether it's creative or not, that is going to affect your direction and your path, right? So if you are not passionate about what you're doing, what's going to happen? Yeah, you might get lost or miserable in your job.
You're not really living for anything other than the fact that you're living.
Like, big one. You want to say that louder?
You're not really living for anything other than the fact that you're alive.
Right. So if you're going to
be a reason.
Yeah. So if you're going to be alive, which we all are, right? We might as well have some meaning. We might as well have a story that's worth telling at the end of the day. Right? So whether it's teaching, whether it's, you know, telling stories through acting or capturing a photograph in that moment, right, that we can share with others or to inspire people, right? These are powerful motivators that give meaning to our lives. So it's really important as young people to think about, like, what really turns you on? What's really going to make you move forward in a way that is powerful to you? And the answer for all of you is going to be different, of course. But it's something that you really need to think about as you go. Because once you get out of school, the world is going to do everything it can to sort of squash you down and push you in directions that you might not necessarily want to go. Okay? And this will happen if you are not conscious about what you're doing. Okay? In the world, there is acting upon the world, right? Taking action. And there is reaction. And obviously we have to react in certain ways. You better do your homework, things like this. But taking action is what drives your path. It's the steps forward that you don't have to do, but that you do to go closer to your goals. So always remember and think about, are you reacting or are you acting upon the world? And I guarantee you, the more you act and the more you act with passion and intention towards the things that you want, the more good things are going to come to you. They just will. Okay, so has anyone in here, in terms of their creative life and output, has anyone ever had any fear of failure or rejection? Oh!
Every day of my life.
Yeah, right? Okay, thank you. So guess what? This is part of the process. Okay? Fear is either going to hold you back or be a motivator to push you forward. So why do we fear? And actually, what do we actually fear? Because a lot of times we have this fear, right? But what is it really? Okay, yeah?
We fear the thing that we love the most isn't good enough for the world.
Wow. Good one. That's big, right? What we love the most isn't good enough for the world. Well, that reminds me of something, right? So when you make something, right, whatever it is, when you love it and you put all that energy and that power and that passion into it, we sort of feel like we are that thing, right? We are that piece of writing, right? Or we are that photo, or we are that song. The fact is, that is something separate from you. So if you get negative criticism for that, it's not about you, it's about the piece that you've just created. And that is a huge thing to remember, right? You must separate yourself to some degree from what you've created. It's really the same thing as doing your math homework, right? You do the math, somebody says, oh, your math homework's no good. Yeah, okay, right? It's just a thing that you did. Whereas a song or a piece of writing, it's more powerful, it's closer to you, but at the same time, it's just something you did. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna do more. If you're gonna be a songwriter, well, guess what? You better write some more songs anyway, because that's what you do. That's your thing, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So the art, the whatever we put out in the world, the way it is responded to is a subjective experience. You don't like everything that you hear on the radio or whatever, right? And that's fine. You're all individuals. So I want to tell you this little story about a piece in my career. We'll get to yours in a sec. So I told you before that I've done this music for film and TV, right? So I made all these CDs and sent them out to music supervisors. Music supervisors are the people who work for production companies who decide what music is going into their TV show. Okay? So I sent all these out, same CD, same music, as my call list of people who I'm gonna call and bug to see if they wanna license my music. So I called this one guy. I'm like, hey, did you listen to my music? He's like, yeah, I listened to it, and this is derivative. It's boring. I don't want to hear it. Please do not ever contact me again.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Has it actually happened to you?
Yes.
I honestly.
He's not lying.
Yes. This is straight up. This is the real deal. Okay. So check this out. So this guy says this, and I'm just like, bam. The guy might as well punch me in the head. Ow. Damn. Okay. So I put that phone down. I'm like, okay, cross that guy off. Now I call him again. Take a breath. Call the next one. Okay. This person had the exact same music, okay? He answers the phone, hey, it's Jeff. I sent you my music, you listen to it. He's like, yeah, man, that was fantastic. We love this stuff. We're gonna license a bunch of songs for this TV show. We're gonna send you the contract, and we're gonna send you some money. Thanks, send me more. Hang up the phone. I'm like, what? What just happened? Okay, so I had to think, yeah, that was good news. So I had to think about...
It's like good news and bad news.
It's good news and bad news, but it's the interpretation of the news that's what's really important here. Okay? The fact is, my music is not the worst thing in the world. It's not derivative and boring. The other fact is, it's not the best thing in the world either. Right? It's just not. It's somewhere in the middle. And someone's going to like it, and someone's not going to like it. And that's okay. Right? Because you will have your audience, and you will have the people who are not into it. And that's okay. But you have to separate yourself from that kind of rejection. And also that kind of compliments. If you think you are the best songwriter in the world, guess what? You're not. Okay? And if you believe you are, you're going to stop growing. You're going to stop expanding. And you're going to stop pushing yourself. And what gets you closer to being the best songwriter in the world is what? Making more songs. Right? So that was a really powerful experience for me that showed me that, you know what, if you're going to do this, you have to be willing to take criticism and potentially learn from it as well. Right? Maybe the music was a little derivative. Okay. Maybe I should think about different ways to approach it on my next song. So that's a huge point, right? Learning from people who are better than you. When I was growing up and I was playing in bands, I would always try to get into bands of people who are way better than me, right? Which is scary and intimidating because you have to keep up. But guess what? You have to keep up, right? So when you put yourself in positions where you have to step up your game, you're going to do it, or at least you're going to try. And that's a really powerful way to, again, take action in the world, right? Find mentors, get in bands, get into a film crew, work with a photographer that's, you know, pro. And guess what? You're going to step up your game. So failure is not failure, okay? Failure is a lesson towards success. If you talk to anyone, and I will confidently say anyone who is successful, they will tell you that they have failed exponentially more times than they have succeeded, okay? It is a fact that people who fail more often succeed more often. Okay, so make sure you got that. The more you fail, the more you succeed. The trick is, instead of viewing it as a failure, you view it as a lesson. You look at it and you say, okay, what went wrong here? Maybe we shouldn't do that again. What went right here, we should do that again. And what went wrong, we shouldn't do that again, and how can we fix it? You must continue forward. So when I lived in LA, my roommate was a guy who was an actor. And if any of you guys are actors and you're out there in the world trying to get parts, there's one thing that is consistent, which is you get way fewer parts in the auditions that you go on. You go on 30 auditions, maybe you're lucky if you get one, right? This is a tough trip, right? 29 times out of 30, somebody's saying, eh, you're not quite right for this for whatever reason. So my actor friend was trying to be a professional actor, and he would go out on hundreds of auditions to get some of those jobs, right? And I was like, man, that's tough. And he told me something that I thought was extremely important, which is, although your chance might not be that good to get that particular part, if you stop going for auditions, you will never get that part.
Right?
You have to keep trying to get something back. So one of the things that we do as humans, this is not just artists, this is humans in general, is in various ways when we are young, and really throughout our whole lives, we get hurt, right? Something hurts us. It's gonna happen, doesn't matter who we are, right? And hopefully we can take that hurt and that pain, heal it, and then help others heal what we just experienced, right? Does anybody have any, does that sound right to anybody? Yeah? Exactly. So if you can find out that authentic self, right? What inspires you, what hurts you, how you can help the world, this is a big thing, and this will set you on your path to do something powerful with your life, like we talked about before. So why would I write this book, right? Why am I sitting here talking to you guys? Because I know for a fact that these different art forms and these different struggles have helped heal me and my traumas, right? So if I can help you guys move forward with whatever you're doing, that's a powerful action for me. It's something that is worth my time. And at the end of the day, that's something pretty cool to do with your life. It's a cool story to have in your life. If you read, watch interviews with people who are at the top of their game, the biggest film directors, the biggest singers, the biggest whatever, if you get a good interview with them, every single one of them will tell you the same thing. I do not know how I got here. I do not know if I feel like an imposter, right? Because no matter what you do, you're still going to have some level of that self-doubt, right? So it's you in high school, it is Taylor Swift, right? It is Beyonce, it is whoever, right? Everybody has doubt, every artist. We're putting it out to the world. And every time it's a new song, it's a new single, it's a new drawing. Who knows if it's going to be reacted to the same way? And by the way, the reaction is not the truth of its value. So self-mastery or mastery of any craft, right? There is no upper limit, right? You're gonna be the best in the world of all time, really? Right? That takes a lot of moxie. You gotta really push for that. So while each step along the way is to be celebrated for sure, hey, wow, look, I can draw this. I can do this technique, whatever that thing is, that's really powerful and cool, but there's always another step. There's always something you can do better, right? So that challenge is as big and as much as you can challenge yourself, right? And if you got that spirit and you're really ready to go, keep raising that bar. Don't start the bar at the top, right? Because you are never going to be the best in the world, right? The chance of that is very, very, very slim. But when you take little steps along the way, you celebrate those pieces and you get closer to that top, okay? So that is important to remember, right? The reaction that you get from the world is not necessarily the value. There's plenty of pop songs on the charts that are really maybe not that great, but still selling plenty of songs, right? So what you believe about what you create is really the most important thing. If it satisfies you, if it turns you on, if it blows your mind, that is what's really important. We talked a little bit about U2 before, one of my favorite bands, right? Bono has said, a guy who's made, who knows, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars playing rock and roll for the past 35 years, they ask him, well, when are you gonna quit? You know, when are you done? And he says one answer to this every time somebody asks him. He says, I will quit when this thing doesn't turn me on, when this thing doesn't blow my mind, when we can't make a song that doesn't make me go nuts with joy and beauty and power. Right? Here's a guy who could quit any time and sit around the pool and, you know, drink iced teas. He can do that, but he decides that he wants to move on when it satisfies him. So if you create something, let's say you write a poem or a song, okay, and a million people hear it and resonate with that. That's cool, sure. What if you write a song for your boyfriend or your girlfriend, right, and they get it, right? That's one person. Is there a difference in the power of that art? You don't think so, okay?
No, because if you're writing it for someone and, like, they understand it and it resonates with them, that was the point. That's what you were trying to achieve.
Great. Okay, good. So I think what we're hearing here is a wide audience and a big audience can be a powerful possibility with our art, and also a smaller audience or one person can also be powerful. Bigger is not necessarily better. It's just bigger. So I believe the chapter you're talking about is Be the Shining Star You Are. Okay, and this chapter talks about how our lives can be and should be similar to a great movie or a great novel. Right? So what happens in a great story? You have your protagonist, your hero, okay, and they face some kind of challenge, okay? And they step it up, they choose, the first thing they do is they choose that challenge, right? They choose to accept it and to battle it. And then a bigger challenge happens, and then a bigger challenge happens, and things get worse and worse and worse. And at the same time, they keep stepping up, and they keep stepping up until the climax of the movie, the biggest thing. They save the world, they get the girl, whatever the thing is, right? And then their lives change, okay? Both internally and externally, their lives change because they had the power to make the choices to take bold action, all right? So our lives can be lived with the courage of a great character in a movie or a book, okay? This can be difficult. It's definitely scary. But if you think of yourself as the character in the movie of your life, you will see that these challenges arise in your life. They're not going to be as big as the sci-fi movie where you're trying to save the world necessarily, but it might be taking action to talk to somebody that sort of intimidates you. Or it might be going for a job that's a little bit higher than what you're really capable or think you're capable of. It might be anything like this, where there's a challenge and you must overcome it. It can be learning to play a song that's big and scary and beyond what you can currently do. But if you take these challenges, right, and continue to push through them, your life then becomes like a movie where you get the outcome that is bigger and better than what you started with, right? If you shy away from these challenges, and you take the, you know, quote, easy way, you go around or you stop or you, you know, hide your head, that kind of thing, guess what's going to happen? These challenges are going to start pushing you around, just like we talked about with the action and the reaction. And if you're constantly reacting, but life is just going to push you in ways that you may not want it to go for you. So you see the challenges, you accept them, and you do your best to overcome them. And if you don't overcome them the first time, you take a breath, you get back on the horse, and you do it again. And your life will then become like a great movie or a great story. You will become the hero of your own story. And that's really cool. And you can do it. Everybody can do this. It takes courage. It takes power. It takes, you know, that thing that we all have inside of us. But if you can tap into who you are and take those steps forward, big things and good things and beautiful things will happen in your life. I'm sure of that. You guys have any thoughts on that one? It's a pretty good monologue. What do you think?
Awesome.
Hey, all right. Yeah, bring it. Okay.